humans are killing off species at an unprecedented rate by clearing land, destroying living soils and fouling the seas. Mammals, reef-forming corals, amphibians. A new UN-backed report has delivered the almost undigestible number that 1 million species globally are at threat of extinction within decades. Backed by 15,000 scientific and government sources, the report on the planet's failing biodiversity and beleaguered ecosystems is in part about climate change, but it's about much more, about human activity that is breaking down the networks that sustain all life, the science says. Amid the gloom, though, there are stories here in Australia to be celebrated, and in a moment, an environmental management expert on that. And experts also say that while the problems can feel overwhelming, there are practical things that communities and individuals can do to boost diversity, including in urban areas. Two major recommendations of the UN report are to make greater use of Indigenous knowledge on managing the environment and greening our cities. Sarah Dingle visited one groundbreaking project in the middle of Sydney's CBD, which is already doing both.
You wouldn't expect to find a biodiversity haven on a rooftop in Sydney's CBD next to a major construction site with planes going overhead. But the Yarrabingan Rooftop Garden is just that. This is Australia's first Indigenous urban farm. One of its founders is Christian Hampson.
Lots of different species that you can grow in this sort of environment, which can often be quite harsh.
One of the ones that grow quite fast is what's known as a snake vine.
The idea of these is to actually attract the pollinators into the space so that we have this ecosystem happening on the roof. Otherwise, all of our food plants, many of them need different types of pollinators, so we need to use different types of flowers to attract heaps of different types of pollinators.
And can you tell me what you've got here? I mean, if we take a little walk over there, are they... I'm going to be really embarrassed if I get this wrong, but are they Warrigal greens?
Yes, they are.
Okay, good.
They are. So we put a number of these in because they grow pretty prolifically, as you can see, and it's sort of really helping us establish the garden initially. And then we've actually started to take a number of them out as we bring other species in. So it's a very windy, harsh environment. So these things, obviously native spinach, as they're otherwise known as, very high in vitamin C.
Before this garden was planted, it'd be hard to find a less green place in the city than this baking flat rooftop. But now more than 200 species are flourishing here in a space which will ultimately sell native produce to Sydney's top chefs. So what are these?
So one of the interesting things is that probably the market for native foods concentrates a lot on greens and fruits. But there are a lot of interesting starches, and this one is otherwise known as the native parsnip or native carrot. So it actually sort of is a taste somewhere between there, so it's quite sweet, and again, a lot healthier for you. And there are a number of other tubers that what we're trying to do is actually get the whole gamut of food here, and probably some stuff that's not used. So we've also got citruses such as... finger limes, and then we've got a lot of succulents and stuff as well. So the idea is to really present a pretty broad palette in essentially what's like a prototype garden.
Is everything in here edible in some way?
Nearly everything. As I said, there are a number of flowering species, and also there are a couple of species that are there to retain nitrogen in the soil. So almost in that, basically it's like our Indigenous approach to permaculture.
Reclaiming urban spaces like this could be one way to turn the tide. The recently released UN report on biodiversity warns we are on the brink of a catastrophic decline, with 1 million species around the world now at risk of extinction. Most Australians live in urban areas, and the report has some strong recommendations on how cities can change. One of them is improving access to green spaces and using more native species, and another is incorporating far more Indigenous knowledge on how to manage the environment. University of Queensland biodiversity expert Associate Professor Richard Fuller is shaken by the UN report, although he says its contents are not a surprise.
Well, in many ways, it confirms my worst fears, thinking, well, how do I change my own life? What do I do in my own life to actually influence this? And I think my message is there's heaps of things we can do. Those of us who own backyards, we own a piece of real estate, we own a piece of land that could be good for nature or it could be bad for nature depending on how we manage it. So let's make our backyards wildlife friendly as we can, plant flowers that attract insects and birds and so on, increase the amount of nature where we live. We could join local volunteer groups that restore habitats in our towns and cities or wherever we happen to live.
Associate Professor Fuller has studied the benefits of greening urban areas for years, and he says the science shows it improves everything from crime rates to obesity.
Sarah Dingle with that report.